This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special.
What's up, guys? Welcome to Internet Explorers from home. I'm Tim Geddes. This, as always, is Nick Scarpino. We are, in fact, the Internet Explorers. We got Kevin running the video. This is a very experimental show that I'm excited for. Said it couldn't be done doing Internet Explorers from home, but we said, you know what?
I don't know if they said it maybe couldn't it be can. Done. I think they said it shouldn't be done.
It was one of the two.
I'll be damned. Yeah. I'll be damned if we're going to stay away from watching dumb videos on the internet because of this stupid virus that's going around.
Nick, on the Kind of Funny podcast this week, you busted out a new light to make your set look better. And you looked so good that I was jealous. And you're like, Tim, do you want me to go get you a light? And like, I definitely do. And I look so much better now. And I appreciate
There's a third light at the studio if anyone needs it. Dude, as I do these runs. But I think we're good. Greg has his natural light coming in from those beautiful windows he has in his apartment. So
the problem with that, though, is inconsistency. Bless could use a light.
Bless might need a light. Could use a light. Yeah. I can pop one over there. Yeah, I did. I did the old Sean Finnegan bounce light trick because Andy's light I don't like. I think it's too abrasive because it's a direct light that he has right over his camera. Also, I just don't like staring into a bright light like that over and over again. So I took a book out of when Sean Finnegan lit the original Doritos commercials for me. He just bounced it off of some white fabric. And I was like, oh, that's nice. It gets nice diffuse light. And the cool thing is it doesn't, when you do that, you don't get a ton of shadows behind you. And it's just a nice little, so I'm just bouncing off basically a 500 watt LED light off of the white wall in front of me. And it's good.
What's the downside?
I was going to say the only downside is I would like to actually put some fabric or something in front of me to deaden the sound a little bit because I'm in an echo chamber right now, but I think it's okay. Yeah, but yours looks good because it puts fill.
You sound pretty. Yeah, no, I'm loving it. Now, the key thing here for me, though, is this might be the first time in my life that I actually might need a ring light. And I don't need it because you got me this one.
Ring light would look cool. The thing about the ring light is, though, like it's going to just be very, very abrasive on the face.
But and then... I get the fucking music video eyes.
You do get the music video eyes. And you know, so, Tim, my two goals in life is to one day retire and run a Target, manage a Target, and to be on Time Magazine's like Man of the Year with the ring light in the eye. Yeah. I want that very badly. I also would like to look like the Daniel Craig image that he's on. He's on GQ right now. Did you see that?
Oh yeah, I did.
Holy fuck. I didn't care if you wanted to pull it up or not, but man, I just wanted you to see him right now because that guy's like 50. And he looks
looking good,
fucking great. Not good, Tim. I look good.
Yeah, you look. Yeah, you good. Do look good. You do look good.
He Daniel looks Craig. Fucking.
Yeah, Kevin.
Please
bring this up.
Look at his hair. It's like that's like what do they call those thirst traps? That's a thirst trap image.
Right he has a thirst trap. Hey, it's Thursday, man. Thirst trap Thursdays. Thirsty Thursdays.
Because he's about to call your fucking wife and steal her from you. He's about to call anyone he wants and bang them. That's why, Kevin.
Oh, man. That's a lot. That's a lot. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Internet Explorers each and every week right here on twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames. We get together live to watch the show, or you can watch it later on youtube.com/kindoffunny or roosterteeth.com. You can listen to the show if you want by searching for Internet Explorers with a Z on your favorite podcast service, and you'll find it there. You can get the show ad-free by going to patreon.com/kindoffunny and supporting us in these trying times. We appreciate you very much. Just like our Patreon producers, Mohammed, Justin Toft, Das Bear Jew, Blackjack, and Downtown Jarrett Brown.
Jarrett Brown.
I'm excited for the show because we haven't been able to do Internet Explorers for a while now because of the Rona. But here we are. And what I want to see how the show actually looks. Hold on, let me pull up my
it looks good.
You did a good job with the background. That's
I made
hot.
It nasty. I made it a little nastier. Looking at the standby screen, it's a lot more. Yeah, I put that little texture in it, and I made that nice little scrolling background. But looking at the background that we have now, it's a lot more. Well, it's up to you. I like the motion, but yeah, I put a little bit of nastiness in it, so I might take that out of it a little bit.
That's maybe good.
Next time, we'll see. What do you think,
good, man? I like it. I like it a lot. But
I feel like our border could be a hot pink, Kevin, and I wouldn't hate it. Yeah, it looks good. It looks good. It's just maybe we all know that Andy fucking phones it in. So mm-hmm.
I've been saying it for years.
You know, we just for years I've been saying that Andy,
they can't hear you, Kev,
and Joey are just phoning it in, yeah, left right. And right.
They can't hear me. My bad. Now they can hear me.
Yeah.
So complicated. Too many steps. You know what I mean?
Too many steps. Let's get to a little housekeeping here. It's been a while since we looked at our store. I don't even know what's on it. Kev, can you bring it up?
2 seconds.
Let us know when it's up.
Oh man, I'll tell you. Can I tell you something, Tim? While he's bringing this up,
I got it up.
Yes, Nick, you can.
I can't buy soda anymore. I think that it's starting to. I'm starting to get stomach aches because all day long I'm just drinking Diet Coke.
Taking down the CZs.
And this has never happened. So before I was up until
soda. You're gonna hurt yourself.
This point, I literally have been fine with it, but I think over the last like 2 months I've had so much of it that I start getting an upset stomach. Isn't that crazy? I mean I'm just going straight up to coffee. There it is, just iced coffee.
There we go. Yeah, I got my coffee too. I don't have any mugs in this house, so I have to just use this kind of funny mug or cup, and it's really hot. It's really hot to hold because it's hot coffee.
Oh, you put hot coffee in there? Yeah, you can't really put hot coffee in glass unless it has one of those little handle.
Yeah, and it doesn't. I don't have the only mugs I have in this house are Gia's mugs, and I swear to God, they're for toddlers. Like, they are the smallest. They're like kid-sized McDonald's. I'm like, I'm a Trenta man.
Well,
like,
Gia has very small hands, so
she's a very small person.
Yeah, she's a small person.
But the store is now brought up, and there's a big surprise there. Look at that new shirt, Nick.
Ooh, wait, what is it? Let me see it.
PS, oh,
look
you.
At that. No
it's
shit.
A t-shirt. Everyone was like, wow, we love it in sweater form, but I'd also like it underneath the sweater in that's a t-shirt. Dope. And we said, you know what? Dope. We make dreams come true.
Just I like that a lot.
Yeah. So you that guys really go cool. now. Kind of funny. /store.
Is the crew neck back in? Can people buy the crew neck yet? Or is this our sort of like, hey, we're still restocking the crew neck, but for now,
let's
you can
see.
Just have the shirt.
There it is.
Look at that.
Boom.
If I you're love small, the crew neck.
If you're small, you can get both. If you're not small, you can hit the little email me when it's back.
Here's what I'll say. You should get a small for Gia and then put it next to the little her little tiny mugs, and everything in your house can just be a tiny house.
I like that. I like
you ever that. See, have you seen that show, Tiny House? It's so ridiculous. No. People live and they're like, we don't need mortgages or rent, and they live in basically the equivalent to a like a Gulfstream. You know, one of those like trailers that you tow behind you, but they park at some place and put a little bunk bed, and they're like sneaking by each other. And I'm like, yeah, your marriage is going to last real long.
Yeah.
Real long. My wife has been locked in a house with me for a week and a half. And yesterday I was like, hey, I got to go run some errands. Do you want to come with me? Like, do you want to just get out of the house? She's like, no, go.
Please don't come back.
Get the fuck out of here and don't come back for as long as it takes. Stay in your car. Stay safe. Don't get out of the car. But drive the car until the fucking thing like blows up on you. Don't damn. Come back.
Stay I safe, but her. Also blow up.
I called her at 8 o'clock last night. I was like, hey, this is taking longer than expected. And she's like, what? Oh, I didn't know. I didn't notice. I was like, I've been gone for 4 hours. You didn't notice me gone? She's like, yeah, it's been fun. It's been real fun.
Oh, man. Nick, I have some, it's not news at this point, but it's bad. You know, every week here on the show, we update the countdown of how many days until Fast 9. And we got to reset the counter. We were down to a nice 74 last time we did the show.
We were so close.
That sounds manageable. But how many days now until April 21st, 2021? The answer is 392 days.
That's a lot,
we get
dude.
To find out how Han came back. How? It is.
Between that and them punting No Time to Die, I don't think I'm ever going to watch movies again. I'll be honest
with
you.
It's hard, man. It's
really
hard.
I think I'm just done. To be fair, though, it gives us something to look forward to, I guess. You know, I don't know. I watched Hobbs and Shaw again the other night. It's fine. It's on HBO.
I fucking love Hobbs and Shaw, man. I don't understand. You and Greg have, like, the most bizarre take on it. It's literally just the best parts of... No, how... You... Boring. Boring is the last word.
I started watching it. I watched it. I was like, I put it on for just. I'm like, oh, I haven't seen this one. I'll sit down. And, you know, I prefer to watch movies in the solace of my own home, where I can pause them every 15 minutes and go take a pee and get another soda, which then makes me want to take a pee. But I just cannot. There's just not enough in this movie for me, man. I don't know what it. I think it's just The Rock. I love him to death, but I just can't. I can't watch him for 2 hours straight. He's just, it's, you know what it's like? It's like eating a good piece of cheesecake. After a while, you're like, I just can't eat this fucking cheesecake anymore. I got to have something else.
That movie has 15 set pieces, and every single one of them is fantastic. And there's nothing in between them. Nothing.
It's something. The movie ends, and then they go to Samoa, and you're like, oh, no, we're still going.
We're still going, man. It's fucking awesome.
You know what I did watch the other day, though, that God Bless Vin Diesel that I forgot I fucking love, and he's so bad in it. Everyone is so bad in this movie, but it's still really fun to watch, is Pitch Black. And I want him, God bless him, I love him to death. I want him to stop making Fast and Furious movies.
No, you don't.
And just go back to fucking Chronicle, like Riddick. Just make more Riddicks. They're so cool. I don't know why he doesn't do it.
Because Fast and Furious prints money.
Well, it's true. And yes, he still does that. But then he comes out with like Bloodshot. And I'm like, why are you doing that?
Bloodshot was a weird one. Bloodshot, you can watch now.
Or that weird witch movie where he was like, I'm the witch hunter. I hunt witches. And I'm like, no one wants to see you fucking hunt a witch.
No one wants to see his hair, bro.
They want to fucking see you driving a GTO or wearing those goofy ass goggles that your costume designer put you in and you just didn't have enough power back in the day to say no to in Riddick. Man.
I think it went the other way. I think he was like, I'm not doing this without my goggles. And the costume designer's like, Vin, please no.
No, Vin, the goggles, those are goggles that people wear in 1940s to like weld iron. Mm-hmm. They don't even fit his head right. The glasses are like up here.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, I can't really see, but I'll feel. You're like, Vin, no. Have you seen Riddick?
Yeah, I've seen them all.
It's good. They're good. It's a good series. Look at this motherfucker.
It is good. It is good. I think it's overrated. Yeah. I think it's one of those things where people...
No, like, it's rated right where it's at.
I don't know. People act like they talk about it as if it is like God tier. And I'm like, it's not. Good. It's good,
so,
guys.
Pitch Black is interesting. And it's one of those. It's a classic Vin Diesel movie where it's bad, but you like it in spite of the fact that it's bad. Mm-hmm. And then Chronicles of Riddick, you're like, oh, wow, they decided to build out this world. This is cool. It's got Judy Dench in it. It's got Keith David in it. You're like, oh, you know, it's got Carl Urban in it. And what's her name from Westworld? Tandy Newton. Yeah. Like, oh, that's pretty cool. And then they were like, he was like, I got to make one more. I lose the rights. So they took the budget and just basically put what you would spend if you went to your local convenience store to get a snack. That was the budget for Riddick. They got Katie Sackhoff and they're like, let's just remake Pitch Black with a slightly better budget and better actors. And it was actually, and the bad guy from Bad Boys 2, who was what is this? You know, that the Spanish guy. And it ended up working well. I just want them to keep remaking that movie. It's fun.
Tomorrow we're going to do screencast and it's going to be talking about what we've been watching in all this.
Well, guess what I'm going to talk about? Pitch Black.
there you go. But Nick, just putting it out there for you, if you're interested, Joey and I both watched The Hunt.
Oh, what'd you think?
Fun movie. Not great movie. Fun movie. But if you want to watch it tonight, then we can all kind of talk about it.
Okay.
But
I'll try
to. Otherwise, we'll just talk about it. But yeah, it was interesting.
I was going to watch.
We'll save that for tomorrow.
Okay, I was going to watch Tom Segura's new special tonight because he dropped
it. Oh, cool. We might do that too.
Yeah, Bert Kreischer and Tom Segura both have specials, and I watched Bert's the other day, and I'll talk about it tomorrow.
Cool. Great.
Yeah.
Anyways, some other news for you here. Kev, can you bring up the WrestleMania thing? Nick, check out the new WrestleMania shirts.
What the fuck?
These are officially licensed.
Oh, my God. Shut up. That's genius. Good for them. Way to embrace the fact that your business is going to go under.
I love it, man. I love it so much. Like, my favorite thing about it is how it looks like one of those shirts you would get in a parking lot.
Dude, like, it really does.
The arena. Like,
it's so bad that the guys, the official license police, are like, we don't even care. Sell it. No one's going to buy that piece of shit. That's hideous.
Yeah,
that was like someone's joke. Like someone jokingly made that shirt on and put it out on Slack, and Vince McMahon saw it. Was like, we can make some money off that.
They're about to make hella money. I bet they sell so many of these. Like the WrestleMania shirts are like a thing that you collect them, especially if like there's people that go to all the WrestleManias to have them. This is one where it's like everyone's like, well, we can't go. So
if they were really smart, if they were really smart for like $300, they'd sell the folding chair that has that on it. like the ones that you get on the thing.
I would not be surprised if they did.
That's smart. That's real smart. I don't know. Are you bummed about that? Are you going to watch WrestleMania?
Fuck yeah, I'm going to watch it. Yeah. Two nights of WrestleMania pre-taped. What could go wrong?
Why two nights? I saw that story. And why is it being hosted by Rob Gronkowski?
I'm really interested in how they do this, man. Like, it's last night, or AEW, who's like the up and coming kind of competitor to WWE.
Yeah.
And they're fucking awesome. And they really think outside the box. And like right now they are putting WWE to shame when it comes to their coronavirus programming. But they literally had Chris Jericho in the middle of a ring. And they're doing it smart where they're not having chairs around. Like, it's, they're just, they made a dope fucking set.
Yeah.
And they're just like, we're just going to wrestle in it. Like, we're not going to fucking fake this with like pretending that there's a crowd, you know? But Chris Jericho's in the center of this ring cutting a promo to a drone.
That's sick.
And it was fucking awesome.
That's sick. Yeah. They've also like this, you know, we have a, we have a jib also. And he's like, no, I want the drone. I want the drone. But the, Chris, the drone's really loud. Yeah, I want the drone. Just give me the drone. Mm-hmm. For fuck's sake.
The drone was the other person who didn't want to be near him.
Oh, that makes sense. I get it. Yeah, I get it. Yeah, you got to take your 6 feet and keep it across. Yeah, they're talking about, they're trying to figure out how to do the Khabib Tony Ferguson fight with UFC. And they're having a hard time trying to figure that out too. But man, when that happens, that's going to be a big one. The thing is, like, these UFC fights are, I would watch all day long. Just make them fucking cheaper. Just give me like, don't do all the undercards. Well, just don't do all the undercards. Just do a fucking 20 minute, like, give me 20 minute pay-per-view. And I'll pay $20 for it, and I'll watch that fight. Done.
Yeah.
And just give me like one of those every couple weeks. Just do it. Just line up fights left and right. You don't need to do a giant fucking big ass promotion on it. Just let me watch two human beings touch each other. Because
you miss it?
I do miss it, man.
You just want to touch another human?
I did my jiu-jitsu gym did like a an online meeting yesterday, and it was sad. I was like, I miss all you motherfuckers. I want to strangle you and you and you. Except they're all black belts. They would have fucked me up.
You gotta love it. You gotta love it. All right, let's move on to some Tim wants to show Nick stuff. And we're actually going to start off with some Nick wants to show Tim stuff here with a thing you sent me of hilarious beach photos that will leave you in tears.
does it annoy you when I read BuzzFeed?
Well, no, because you don't go to BuzzFeed. You go to weird things like tiebreaker.com. Like, every time you send me a link to a list, I'm just like, you're such a fucking old man. Like, it's always something where I'm like, you were watching porn and somehow clicked on some weird shit and you ended up here.
Oh, that's exactly what happened.
100% right.
That's exactly what happened. No, I follow like, I just subscribe to a bunch of weird news feeds on Apple. And anything that these days, honestly, anything that's not coronavirus related, I immediately click on because I'm like, I'm so fucking tired of hearing about this, and it's, you can't get away from it. So, and of course, this combines two things I love: stupid people and half naked people. Exactly. So there it is.
So let's go. So here we go. An oldie but a goodie here. This tells such a fucking story.
Yep.
You know.
Yeah.
Like from right to left. All right. Like, we got this guy, and like, he's pretty happy about what's going on. He's just like, oh, you know what? I never wanted two to begin with. We can lose one. Okay.
Yeah. Then the second one, and I just wanted her to shut the fuck up. So we had another kid, and now this kid's dead.
The kid in the middle is just like, he was fine, but now his mom's about to rip his fucking arm off when she falls.
The kid in the middle is he's going to have one arm, and then he's going to also be traumatized for the rest of his life because he watched his little baby brother die. His head cracked open like a little melon on the sand, and he's just dead.
Yeah. I don't know if the sand would crack his head open, but it definitely
would. Well, babies have very soft skulls. Yeah. I mean, it definitely compressed his spine for sure. The kid's going to be about a half an inch shorter than he should be. Maybe that's what happened to me. If he lives through this, he's going to be a solid 5'7.5", but he's going to tell everyone he's 5'8".
Kevin, let's move on.
This is fucked up.
Dedication, dude.
That's so messed up.
Wait, is it fucked up?
Yes.
In your head, what's the story here?
The story is there was someone left a bike lock unlocked, and this dude thought it'd be funny to like put his girlfriend's flip-flops in there, not realizing that that concrete is probably piping hot. Because let's be honest, this is in Florida. Every stupid thing that happens in these pictures is probably in Florida.
Okay.
And this poor girl burned her feet now.
See, I guess you're a glass half empty type of guy. Because I see this and I'm just like, someone really likes their flip flops.
Oh, see, I thought it was a someone was fucking with someone. So you think they put their flip flops there? Why would you not need your flip flops? I mean, but you're on the grass.
Yeah, you're going in the pool. You know, you go in the pool and you're like, I'm gonna leave my flip flops here.
But the pool is where you need the flip flops because you come out of the ice cold pool onto the hot concrete.
Yeah, but you're it's wet.
You have that nice like wet couple the exterior of the pool.
Follow that up then. Do you keep the key to the lock in your pocket when you go in the pool?
It's on a necklace.
Yeah. A waterproof necklace with that weird little baggy.
I was just saying, it doesn't have to be waterproof. I mean, I think it's fine if a little bit of water gets on it. But I'm not an expert. I'm not a key expert.
Let's move on. Oh, God.
What the fuck happened there?
This is horrifying.
That's amazing.
Like,
that's great.
That thing looks like it wants to kill you.
That looks...
Like he has abs.
It looks like Clay Guida. Do you know who that is? A UFC fighter?
No.
Clay Guida? Kevin, can you Google Clay Guida for me and see and just do a side-by-side on this? Do we have that technology? Is that possible? Guida, I think is how you would spell it. That's it right there.
It's the hair. Yeah.
It's the hair. You see it?
Yeah,
hair.
I do. I do.
Oh, man. Yeah. Man, he had some battles and a lot of brain damage. There he is right there. Yeah. All right. Oh, this is great.
No. Wait.
Do you think did he fall asleep with it on his chest, you think?
Hold on. What is it? Is it a wine bottle?
That's a hand in a wine bottle. This is Photoshopped for sure. No one falls asleep with a wine bottle that they're holding.
I've seen my brother do it, and I've seen Gia do it.
A wine bottle.
They always drop it.
Straight from the bottle with the that's a maneuver, man. I don't know
either way.
I've been there though with the burn.
You've been there with the burn for sure. You get burned if the sun, someone says the sun.
I mean, we set up this new light and I'm feeling the sunburn already.
Hot. Yeah, it's UV light.
Wait, what the hell is this one?
This is why you don't feed animals in foreign countries.
Why is she has so much food? It's like, dude, at some point just ditch the food.
Yeah, just throw the food. So that these, what are those things? Are those monkeys or those lemurs? What the hell are they? They're monkeys, right?
I thought they were lemurs in the beginning, too.
They're definitely monkeys. And I'll tell you that they're small, but all of them could fuck her up. I would throw that food immediately and just get out of there.
Although, shout out to her head. Been around monkeys?
Have I?
Yeah.
I've never like interacted with them like very closely, but when I was in Costa Rica, there were monkeys fucking everywhere. And I don't mean that as like they were fucking. I just mean they were everywhere. They were always in the trees and they howl.
It's scary, dude. When we went to the monkey forest in Bali, I was like, I don't know if I like this. And then by the end of it, I was like, I don't like this.
Yeah, because you know why? Because you, Tim, and I say this with all love. This is nothing but love. You don't like to run. Mm-hmm. And if those monkeys wanted to fuck you up, you would just have to give into it and let them eat your face.
Yeah, oh, yeah. And they would eat my fucking face. Yeah. Wow.
That's amazing.
A lucky picture there that they got.
That's a great picture.
That's awesome.
That's so good. All right, let's go to the next one. Jesus.
Dude. This is another one that just tells a lot of stories. Like, all of those drinks are in the air.
That is...
From what seems like picture. Two birds.
Yeah, there's two birds, but I mean, one bird would be enough for me to freak out.
The woman on the right definitely freaked out, jumped up, and everyone else freaked out.
Got scared from her.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. And, you know, and God bless her, but what's on that plate? What are they eating? Are those mini muffins?
Little corn dogs, maybe?
I like to think of them as mini muffins. You ever had a mini muffin, Tim?
Oh, yeah.
So fucking good.
Had many mini muffins.
So good. All right. Oh, yeah. These guys know what they're fucking doing.
I love it, dude. Good for them.
Florida.
Good for them. Yeah, exactly. Here's the thing. Did they bring it there or did they see it on the beach already? And like, you know what? This looks like a good thing to sit on, lay on.
I think that they brought it there a long time ago and it's just been there for a while. And they just keep coming back to it. Because who the hell is going to sit on that thing? Not me.
Not me.
If I see that, I'm like, that's bums have fucked on this thing. I'm not doing that. I'm fucking not touching this thing. Good for these women. They both look like my grandma Scarpino. Look at this guy, Tim. This is how I want to ride you.
Yeah.
Okay. I want you to put the horse mask on.
We'll make it happen one day.
Put a unicorn mask on. Let me ride you around a beach dressed as the dude from the Big Lebowski. Oh my God. I hope that's a real sign.
Some bullshit over here, man. Fuck you.
I hope that's a real sign. That was made for Kevin Coelho's cousin who grew up in Florida and was like, I wear my sunglasses all the time.
I love the accent.
Why does my cousin have an accent? Why my cousin when I actually wear sunglasses all the
because
time?
Because it's in Florida and you don't live in Florida. And your cousin in Florida has the Floridian accent that everyone has where y'all.
I don't know if you know that, but my cousin does in fact live in Florida. And he's been on this show because we were doing another thing of like wedding fuck-ups or something. And there was one that was like they were dropping the bride. And that turns out that was my cousin.
So you want to talk about it? Oh, really? Nope. You want to talk about your cousin in weddings?
This is my actual blood cousin. That wasn't my cousin.
I'll say this. The reason why I did the Floridian accent is because every time I try to do a Peruvian accent, you say that it sounds super racist. So I don't do it anymore.
I don't know what you mean. But do you mean a Latin accent? Or it's a Peruvian accent.
Well, a Peruvian
accent. Let's move on. Being racist now. Here's another bird thing. All right, guys, we've seen it before. I love forced perspective. Like
sorry, there it is.
That's it. I mean, that's all I have to say.
Mm-hmm. That's fun.
That's fun. We're getting the ugh part of this, though.
I think we're done with this article. this is amazing.
Let's move on.
He likes to swim around with that thing.
This next one is called Frog. And it was sent to us by Joey Noel.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
How's Joey doing these days?
Joey's doing great, man. Living the best life.
You guys finish off that fucking Cheetos popcorn?
We're working our way through it. Okay. Some monster blessing took all the hot Cheetos versions. So we had the whole box, but it's just the normal Cheetos. And Gia doesn't eat those.
Is he a monster or is he just smart?
He's smart. He made the power move there.
Yeah. Pro move. He saw this storm coming and he stocked up. Everyone else was like, I got toilet paper. And he's like, fuck toilet paper. I need spicy Cheeto popcorn. Smart man. All right. What do you got for me here, Tim?
Oh, can't open the fucking door.
Shut up.
Oh, can't open the fucking door.
Oh, my God.
I feel like that would be me. Like,
that would have anyone
video. I would have talked shit. And this little fucking frog jumps at me and I'm screaming just like that.
First off, why is the frog so like compact? Do you see what I'm saying? Like it's purposely hiding its form so that you don't know it's a frog.
Its entire body is a spring, or like half its body at least.
I don't like that.
Yeah.
What I say is kill all the frogs. Yes. Kill them all. And I don't mean French people. I like French people. But like, if a couple of those are collateral damage in the frog killing, that's totally fine. I'm okay with it.
Wait, so the French people, you're calling them frogs?
That's a derogatory term for French people. Yes.
Is it?
It is.
I didn't know that, but I'll take it.
Did you hear
about that? I mean, it's a derogatory term from like 1950 or 1960s,
right,
probably.
Right, when you were an adolescent.
It's not fun. I mean, would you want to be called a frog? I wouldn't. Frog man.
If I was really good at like hopping, if like I was particularly good at my jump and someone was like, oh dude, that's the frog, I'd be like, fuck.
So you're saying, so in this world, in this narrative world, follow me on this, Kev, you're a fighter. Nope. And your move is you jump up onto people's heads and like collapse them and they call you the leaping frog.
The leapfrog.
Yeah, is sure. Cool? Yeah, I can be the leapfrog. Yeah.
Would you prefer that or the Peruvian Wolverine?
Peruvian Wolverine is definitely great.
That was a test you passed.
Thank you.
I had a dream last night. I've been having a lot of dreams. But there was a time when Jen was planning Pop Agenda and she was talking to us and she's like, what should we call the company? Right? We're a PR company for games. What should we call ourselves? And like we were brainstorming a lot. And I just came up with the greatest name last night in my sleep.
What is
it? I don't know why. And my dream was we were going through that conversation again. Game plan.
That's pretty good. I like that.
That's a good name.
Thank you.
Didn't Nick have like a really, really bad name idea and then he kept pushing it for long?
It was LaDoink.
LaDoink.
Sorry. He pushed it so hard and then he would walk around being like, it should be LaDoink.com.
Because I just thought if she names it that and then people go, why would you name your company that? And then she'd go, because Nick said it was a good idea, and we all just believed him. And then I would be in the back laughing. I would just laugh.
Doink. You love it.
Well, it was supposed to be Doinker at first, but then Greg said, of course, in you know, Montreal, they speak French, so it would be Le Doink.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm willing to concede the great name of Doinker to Le Doink.
Le Doink.
That's what you want to call it. To be fair, Kev, much stronger.
Much stronger. Kev, can you move on? I want to see Girlfish.
What's Girlfish? Oh, no, this is not going to end well. This fish is going to grab this girl's face. I don't like this at all, Tim. Oh, no, what's she going to do? This poor little girl. This is parents are terrible.
We need the audio for this.
Oh,
it's so sad.
It's so, what the fuck is this dad doing? First off, this kid's gonna reek a fish. His dad's gonna bring this kid home, and the mom's gonna be like, "Why does my child smell like a bass? What is happening here?"
I just love little kids so much. Are they planning on
throwing it back, or
no? That's what it sounds like at the end.
Yeah, he says he said something to her, but I can't hear. Let me hear it. Okay.
Do it again. Do it again.
Now we're gonna turn him back. Okay.
I'm gonna. Turn
oh yeah, they're gonna throw him back in.
Okay.
They're gonna throw him back in.
All right.
But it's like, I mean, that's... by the way, the fish is already dead.
No,
so...
it's fine. It can. I mean, think about it.
It's not breathing anymore.
Think about
it's
it.
It's not even trying to suck for
you. You could last in space for like something like 11 seconds or something, and there's no this kid, option at all. You know what I mean?
First off, in the time it takes this kid to say it's okay, fish, this fish has gone to fish heaven. It's gone. This poor kid can't get the words out fast enough. The dad's like, well, we're gonna throw it back in, and then look over there, and he just throws it in the trash.
It's, so this one's called done. Coco, and I don't remember why I named it that.
No, this is special.
Look at this little meet fucker. Coco. She likes to put her paws in the air like she just don't care. Kev, can you...
Okay. Do they shave her belly?
Oh, my God.
Kevin, this is the look you gotta go with.
Oh, this is an adorable creature.
Why did they shave her belly? It looks like it's wearing a crop top.
Oh, my God.
Look at how cute this is. That is the cutest thing I've ever seen. I got to send that to my wife.
Pop out, Kev. I think there's a video.
Does this dog have an Instagram?
I'm sure.
Oh, my Aaron, God. Look at the video. And the video. Sunglasses?
Kevin,
she
your favorite
different
thing.
Different pairs of sunglasses?
Hairless bellies and sunglasses, Kevin.
She say she want to dance, but she don't know how to woo. I'm iced out, looking like a star. Her name is Jenny. Bitch don't have no panties.
Damn, your girl don't have no panties.
Her breath is like...
That dog, why did they make its belly like that?
Because it just got fixed, Pete says in the chat.
Okay.
I don't know. I like the song's assumption that she doesn't like wearing panties.
Yeah, I like that she likes to go commando. She just likes her choo-choo out there for everyone to ride.
She says she want to dance, but she don't know how to.
Draw the other dogs. Out,
ooh, looking
oh,
like
my
a
God.
Star.
All
her
right.
name is Jenny. Ooh,
that's a good kind of fucking dog.
Let's go to Corgi Butt.
Let's go to the dog.
Have no
what is it? What are you laughing at?
This is, I love this fucking show.
It's dumb.
Corgi butts float.
Oh, look at his little butt.
Why does it float like that?
Because it's all fur. It's just fluff. Yeah, why does his butt float like that?
Kevin, do you have any thoughts?
Kevin, science with Kevin. Why is his butt floating?
I assume that it is because it's mostly fur. You know, when you shave a dog, it always looks weird. I don't know what corgis look like when you shave them all, but...
I don't know. Yeah. Google-shaped corgi.
Yeah, Google-shaped corgi.
Ever seen a shaved corgi? You're about
I'm
to.
I'm gonna hide this just in case something weird comes up.
No,
anytime
let's just
you
go
Google
with it.
Shaved anything, you should hide it.
You know, I'll be honest with you though. I feel like in this day and age, Twitch will be forgiving.
Holy shit!
Oh my God, did not need to do this.
That's the cutest. Oh,
I don't like it.
It looks like it's wearing a corgi mask.
Why are people doing
it? Holy shit! It really does.
Yeah, so it looks like
a Mike Myers mask.
Like,
holy shit! It looks like a wiener.
Maybe 30% fur, or 30% meat under there, and the rest just fur. Look at the little button. Oh,
you can't unsee the Corky mask. That's so that looks funny. Like Portillo with a fucking mask.
It does. It really I think does. That one's cute though. Go back to that one, Kev.
I don't know what that one is.
Just like just one right before that. No, it's okay.
I don't know. I was clicking randomly, sorry.
Let's see. Go. Keep going. Click one more. Let's see. Oh, it's gone. I think they look cute when they're actually just kind of trimmed down, though. Like that one.
This one?
Yeah, that one's cute. Is that a Corgi?
I mean, I don't know. Yeah. I feel like they also then did his face. And now it just looks like a different face. Type of dog with big ears and lame like a Corgi.
It's cute.
I don't trust it, is what I'm saying.
I don't trust Corgis in general, what? Truth be told. You're crazy. If I'm being honest.
No, you're crazy.
I feel like they're,
what does that mean?
I don't trust them.
In what sense?
Because I think they know their shit don't stink and they can get away with whatever they want because they're the world's cutest dog. And so I feel like there's a strong contingency of Corgis who are untrustworthy, who are using their cuteness to their advantage. That's it. That's all I'll say.
Gotcha. Okay.
We've all dated one or two Corgis in our life, is all I'm saying.
Okay.
They don't pull their weight. You just buy them everything.
Please don't come on here and talk about fucking dogs. Please.
They just always. I'm saying Corgis metaphorically speaking, Kevin.
The metaphorical Corgi.
Look at him. He's so cute.
All right. Let's move on to the next one.
Look at that little boof he's got back there.
So this is, I think, staying in line with the Corgi theme here. I think it's the end of our run of animals. This one's called Busted.
Let's see it.
Yeah, you got to fill time. Sorry, Tim. I got to grab the link. And gotcha. This is why I wanted links pre-prepped, man.
Pre-prep, Tim.
It's cool, though.
Pre-prep. Oh, no. What did he do? I don't like this.
Oh, my God. This is so scary.
Because it looks like he's dead.
You're like, oh, it's a dead what corgi.
The fuck? What did
go to the
do?
Next one.
No. He just got into the jam. Little
oh, he just ate. Was he like laying on the thing because he's like overloaded with sugar?
So that's the thing about corgis, Nick. Jelly. The thing about corgis is they always lay really weird, whether it's on their back like they're dead.
See, this is why I don't trust these dogs.
Dog.
Look at him right there. You see what happens? You get close enough, you're like, is the corgi dead? He steals your wallet.
Yeah. You know he's also making a weird noise.
Modern like, playing possum. Yeah, you can hear this picture.
Oh, this corgi is going to shit itself. That is a lot of jam. Sure. Let's put it this way. If I ate that much jam, I would shit myself. And I have eaten that much jam on vacation because we like jam during breakfast.
All right, Kev, let's move to the next one. This one's called Cat Flip. Now, Nick, this is one of the most badass things I've ever seen. It's the stunt double for Captain America in, I want to say, Age of Ultron.
I thought you said Cat Flip. I was like, I don't like cats at all.
Wait, I'm sorry.
Oh, that was sick.
Well, yeah, don't get too excited. Hold on. No. Why isn't it? There it is.
Jesus.
That was sick.
So cool.
I like how everyone's watching like, man, we can't do that.
Wow.
Is that Scarlett Jo? That's like Scar Jo's and Jeremy Renner's stunt doubles behind them. They're like, we're awesome. Yeah. Oh, my God. Do you want to see the freakiest thing ever?
Wait, wasn't
I don't know.
Wasn't Scar Jo's stunt double Amy something?
Amy Johnson.
She was one of them.
In Winter Soldier.
Oh, Winter Soldier. Got it.
Dude, yeah, I think she had multiple.
Speaking of that, the latest Corridor Digital Stuntman Reacts video they did is with Amy. And they actually it's awesome. It's like 10 minutes. And they go through different stunts she's done, including the Winter Soldier stunt that she does where it's like she jumps off the bridge with the grapple hook thing and then runs. It's really freaking cool. But Nick, what are you talking about?
Hold on, I'm gonna try to find. Okay, Kevin.
Yeah.
Go to Instagram if you can.
Just Slack me the link, Nick.
Okay, that's smarter. Yeah. I don't know if we could. I don't know if we had that technology. Yeah. Right now.
Go to Instagram if you can. Bless you, Nick.
I don't know what we have. I don't know what we can do in this post coronavirus world.
We can do
world,
anything,
everyone.
Man. This is us taking back the day. You know what I mean?
Let's take it back.
This tripped me the fuck out. Right, pull this up for Tim.
Don't look, because I want to pull it up with the kids so they can see it too.
Okay. I was like, oh. So Tim, who is that?
Bruce Willis?
No. No, it's Bruce Willis's stunt double.
Whoa.
Look, go to the one where he takes the video where he takes his glasses off, top right, all the way up.
Bruce Willis.
Watch this. So he looks exactly like Bruce Willis there.
Yeah.
Isn't that a fucking trip?
That is insane.
I started following this guy because I thought it was Bruce Willis. And then I was like, wait a minute, this guy's not Bruce Willis. And the weird, do you know how I knew? Because I was like,
you know what I
think Bruce. I don't think Bruce Willis wore a fossil watch. That's like, how I knew.
But the thing is, hold on. Let me switch back to it. It says right there, Bruce Willis double.
You know, but I mean? People have like weird shit like Van City Reynolds and shit like that. I thought he was like, oh, he couldn't get Bruce Willis, so we got Bruce Willis double.
I love it, man.
Hey, Kevin, dude, this guy is a spitting image for Bruce Willis. It's insane.
Well, yeah, it makes sense, right?
I love it. Yeah, that's awesome. But I also do love the fact that just Nick, even just if it was Bruce, that you looked at those pictures and were like, dude, I need to follow this guy. Let's go.
Oh my God, he's good looking. Well, I want to look like that when I go.
I just stepped off and died.
So this is the video I'm talking about. Stuntmen yeah. React to Bad and Great Hollywood Stunts 12 wild, right? On the Corridor Digital channel. The cars? And it's with Amy, and it's freaking awesome. Because they break down other stunts that like she's not a part of, and then they actually go into her stuff, and it's really freaking cool. So,
yeah, that's one that the one they just showed was Michelle Yeoh, and I believe in Supercop 3, which is a Jackie Chan movie, where she legitimately rode a fucking motorcycle onto a train and eaten shit.
Did it herself.
Fucking insane.
Wasn't a stunt double.
Well, that wasn't a stunt double?
No.
Michelle Yeoh was a bad motherfucker, because that shit is dangerous.
Kev, are they seeing this right now?
Yeah.
This right here, where they are on the door, it's like there's green screen and stuff, but there was an actual like thing where they did this, where there was a guy on the thing, and they made a ramp for the jump for that shot that they actually did.
That's crazy.
On a freeway.
That's so insane. That is insane.
She's check it out. It's awesome.
She's been doing a lot of stuff. She's doing workout videos and shit like that too. I was like, good for you.
Making the most of it. Kev, let's move on. There's one called Britney.
Yeah, I see it.
Oh, thank God for this. Is it Britney Spears?
It is Britney Spears, man.
I need it, Tim. What's Britney?
It's kind of a Cool Greg effect type thing. Okay. Britney Spears wants to talk about cheetahs, which can't speak English, yet can run over 60 miles per hour.
What do they speak, Britney? Do they speak Italian? What do they speak?
I just love it.
Do they speak Britney?
I just want to point out, literally nothing wrong with this. They
that's
can't,
true. That
in
is
fact,
true.
Speak English.
They cannot speak English.
Cannot. And
Kevin,
they can.
You're 100% correct.
In fact, run. In fact. 60 miles an hour.
That's great.
Mm-hmm.
Fastest land animal. Tim, fastest land animal.
Mm-hmm. What do you think? Do you think Britney Spears was high out of her mind and watched a PBS special on cheetahs and was like, "Y'all, have you heard of these things? Cheetahs? They're great." And then she tried to call, like she saw a cheetah and was like, "What's up, y'all?" And the cheetah didn't talk back. She's like, "I don't think they speak English."
What do you think the context was of this? You know,
I like, think Britney Spears is out of her fucking mind. That's what it is. Yeah, let's read this whole article. Thanks, AV Club.
No, but look right there. The cheetah is a large cat. What is she just stating fucking facts?
And Jeff was it got off to a good start. It can't speak English and it can roll for 60 miles per hour. What?
In other words, don't mess with the cat.
Why, Brittany?
Now, Brittany, I'm going to say this. You are the only person on this planet that would see a cheetah in the wild and try to mess with it. If I was in Africa and I was in an African jungle and I looked over and I was able to actually see the cheetah with its like natural camouflage in and amongst the bush and it was looking at me, I would be terrified of this thing. I'd be like, I am this thing's lunch. It's looking at me like a fucking like Taco Bell right now. That's all I got.
You know they can run quick, but not for long.
Yeah, you know how long I can run? Not as long as a cheetah.
That's true.
I could probably run. I'd run for approximately 1 minute before I was like, it's done.
There's no way it would catch you long before that.
Oh God, yeah. God, yeah. I'm talking if it was like finishing a Shasta and wanted to give me a head start.
Why is Shasta?
I like to imagine that cheetahs love Shasta.
I love you were drinking a diet squirt a couple days ago.
Oh, dude, I got squirt sometimes.
And
man.
You just
that's
kept talking about like, oh, you need to squirt. And we're all just like, Nick, stop. And then you like pull up a diet squirt. We're like, what the fuck? What a twist.
Tim, I'm squirting sometimes, man.
Tim, I want you to know every once in a while, I do buy a squirt.
They're good. Did you know it's grape? It's like a grapefruit flavor. I didn't know
I'm
that.
With it. Yeah. I fuck with the squirt. Anyways, Kev, there's two more that I want to look at here. But they're just a couple down there.
Okay.
Dobre update. I want to start with.
Okay. I need joggers, Tim. You know I'm only wearing joggers now.
I'm not seeing. Oh, there it goes. Oh man, that Dobre is spelled weird. Thank you for highlighting that. Actually, did help.
Dobre is spelled weird.
I mean, I don't know how to spell Dobre, Tim. I don't even want to venture a guess on how to spell Dobre.
How would you spell Dobre?
Just, oh no, now I got it. Now I know. Now I can tell
okay.
you.
Okay. Anyways.
Do you want me to play
they
this
just or? Put out a new song during the shutdown with Lil Pump.
The Lil Pump?
Are you familiar with Lil
Pump? I
don't think
these people are social distancing enough.
I don't either.
They have 19 people living.
Look at that effect though, Nick. Get up on your feet and bring a friend. I'm getting carried away with the band. Oh, yeah. You can't be trusted, I won't shake your hand.
I feel like the Mets, so I hit it. I'm the best, so she never will quit it. These kids are millionaires, by the way. See this whip, pull up and don't steal it.
Hit it if you know you live. Anyway.
Tim, stop. Now let me ask you this question. You're pretty into the rap music, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where would you rank their rhymes on a scale of 1 to 10? 1, like 10 being God tier, you know, Eminem at his height of his power and his abilities. And then 1 being, I didn't even try when I did the Pharrell Spider-Man song on Up at Noon.
I'm gonna have to give this a 2.
Okay.
Which I actually think is harder to accomplish than a 1.
So you think it's actually, if you do 1, it's just, we're not trying for
if
obvious
you do
reasons.
A 1, yeah, exactly.
But I 2 is we really
is,
tried
is
hard.
More sad. Than a 1.
Fucking dog shit. Look at where they're fucking staying, though. Look at how baller this place is.
Dude, it's insane. I just wanted to bring this up because they're doing a song with Lil Pump. Lil Pump did a song with Kanye.
I mean, Lil Pump has fallen. He's fallen a far, far away from Kanye.
He's down to the Dobres. Now, the only reason I want to bring this up, 1, Joey sent it to me. Love and appreciate her. 2, I wanted you to know that during these hard times,
yeah,
I spent approximately 30 minutes, Nick, trying to find knockoff Dobre sweatpants for you just send you. And I cannot find them anywhere. Not the right ones. There's a ton of knockoff ones that are just like different, but I need the Dobre on the dick.
I'm going to make my own.
Their store? Own. Defunct.
It just doesn't work anymore?
Straight up just doesn't fucking work.
Oh, so, man.
Anyways, there's your Dobre update.
Well, thank you for that.
And then the last
I
one.
I thought the Dobre update was that they all got the virus. I was like, oh, no.
No.
I can't. Because what are we going to talk about for 5 minutes on this show every week if the Dobre brothers can't rap?
The last one I want to look at right now is from Barrett. This is a fun clip that was sent to him. I don't know who sent it to him, but he sent it to me. He was like, hey, I don't know if this is going to make fun clips because it's too long, but I thought you'd enjoy it. And I did enjoy it. So we're going to watch it together now. Catalog. This is stream platforms during quarantine.
Ooh, you're trash.
Where's your catalog, though?
You're trash.
Where's your catalog?
You're trash.
Where's your catalog? You're
trash. I'll tell you where your catalog is.
Him.
Right there. He has it.
You're mad.
Mad? Man, I'm a streaming OG. Everybody in quarantine, they on me.
Bars.
Who took out Blockbuster?
You got it.
You got it. Yeah, that's what I thought. You better put some respect on it, too. I got The Office, Narcos, On My Block.
Yeah, I heard that last season was trash, though.
Wait. Is HBO talking about trash? Bro, aren't you Game of Thrones? Are you talking about my last season is trash? HBO, you better go somewhere. Like, what else do you even have? Oh, Westworld?
Come on, don't sleep on Westworld.
Hulu, you need to worry about yourself because the only thing keeping you alive is 90 Day Fiancé and Drake and Josh. Man, ain't nobody doing numbers like me. I'm the one.
I'm out of
here. Crunchyroll. I didn't know.
That was worth it.
What a great end, right? The whole thing, I'm like, all right, this is fine. But, oh, that end's fucking perfect.
I was like, I don't know why Tim picked this. And then the ending, I was like, oh, yeah, that guy's got it.
That guy has definitely got it, man. Oh, you love to see it. Before we move on with the rest of the show, I want to let you know about our sponsor. Today, that sponsor is MeUndies. I'm wearing MeUndies right now, as I often am. I'm wearing just a clean gray, just a nice heathered gray today, and they're feeling real nice. I'm wearing the socks, of course. Kev, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm wearing MeUndies too. Let me see what I'm wearing.
Which ones?
Oh, little dinosaurs.
You got them little dinos, man. You gotta love it. They got so many different fun prints. You can go, you can check it out. You can get fun prints. You can get normal colors. You can also get a full wardrobe for yourself. You got the lounge wear. You got the lounge pants. You got the socks. You got the shirts. Great time for everybody. And also, there's an undie membership. So you don't need to think about getting new undies. They'll just keep sending you them. And it's a fun little surprise. You probably heard MeUndies are the softest undies to ever grace your nether regions. And that's because they're made with micromodal. What the heck is that? It's a magical, sustainable, soft as heck fabric made from trees. Yes, trees. They make your bits feel like they're floating on a cloud. They're designed to be the softest thing you've ever put in your body and offered in a range of sizes from extra small to 4XL. Where is Nick going? I've never seen that door open. Honestly, I didn't realize it was a door. anyways.
Whoa, that's so weird. Wait, no. That right? must be the main door. What's the other door?
Keep going. I don't know, man. Sorry. MeUndies has a great offer for you guys out there. For any first-time purchasers, you can get 15% off and free shipping. This is a no-brainer because they have 100% satisfaction guarantee. You're going to want to stay soft in these trying times right now. Get your 15% off your first order, free shipping, and 100% satisfaction guarantee by going to MeUndies.com/morning. That's MeUndies.com/morning. Go check it out. Kind of, that was hilarious.
You all right there?
What's up? Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I just coffee phlegm.
So if that's the door to that room, right? What the hell's the other door?
I don't. Oh, okay. So the wall door is that door dining to like room. The empty dining room.
Yeah.
And then the right door is the door just to the hallway. It's but just to like
I never knew there was a door there. That's so weird.
Yeah.
What a mystery.
That was really funny. Yeah, I'm just getting weird. Up and walking through the wall. How are you doing, Kev?
Good. Doing pretty good.
Good.
A couple kids in chat saying, where's Kev Cam? It is currently being used for showing you guys the screen with all the displays and stuff. Oh, he dropped something. He dropped something.
Now, I need to pee really bad. So we're taking turns here. It's how we do it here. So Nick and Kev are going to hang out. Nick, we really enjoyed you walking into what looked like a wall. And you just walked through, just went through, because you had the thing there. We didn't see the doorknob.
Yeah, that door is one of those weird old like 1920s doors that doesn't the knob on it doesn't turn. It just has a little bit of like
a little latch.
It's not even a latch. Yeah, it's like a ball bearing. Yeah,
ball bearing.
But the door is so fucking old and has been painted so many times that it sticks. Mm-hmm. So I have to do the thing where I have to like.
Kick it a
there's a certain way of hitting it where you can juice it. And granted, I could have just gone out to my left where this other door is, but I thought it'd be funnier to go back there.
Does that door go to your hallway?
No, that door goes to the dining room area that we have never put a single piece of furniture in.
So this door here, does that go to your kitchen? The one behind
The door to here goes to a hallway to my bathroom.
Okay, yeah.
The door there goes to my dining room / kitchen.
Okay, all right, cool. I was trying to see the orientation. I didn't realize you had two doors in that room. You check out this...
It's very strange. What's up?
You see this chair that Tim Geddes has over here?
Oh, fucking A. Hold on. Let me click on his shot. Hold on.
It's just the blue one. It's the Steel Series
I love it.
One. Yeah. I can get whole bunch of black ones for like...
Yeah, but they're not as cool as blue ones.
Yeah, that's true.
The thing is, now that Tim has the cool blue one, we have to find an even cooler blue one.
Okay, but here's the thing. They're for like, you. They're like $1,200 new.
Here's what I'll be willing to do for you.
Spend that much. For anything.
Kevin,
yeah.
Here's what I do for you. We get you the coolest blue chair. I don't care how much it is. Everyone else gets the shitty IKEA chairs that we've been sitting in. Because I'll be damned if I'm buying into a nice one. And just make it cooler than Tim's. That's all I'm saying.
Okay, hold on. Let me see if I can pull this up. Because then if I can get the confirmation on this, great. Beta brand. I think
I'm authorizing you to spend up to $10,000 on a cooler chair than Tim's. Okay, oh, so hey, Tim, what's
up? I
think
this is only $6,000.
I'm done. I mean... maybe we should wait a month to see.
Kev,
Yeah, what's up, dude?
Moving on, I want to go down to the Cool Greg effect.
Cool Greg.
I have it highlighted.
How's Cool G doing, man?
He's doing great, man. Yeah. He's getting used to his little setup in there. It's nice. Getting things uploaded.
That sounded real. It's nice.
It's nice.
It's nice. I didn't mean it that way. Nice.
No, I know. All right, ready?
So here's the Cool Greg effect. I was dating a math teacher until I disrespected her dear Aunt Sally.
What?
How does his mind work? Remember the please excuse my dear Aunt Sally?
No.
PEMDAS?
What my mind?
PEMDAS?
Oh, okay.
Order of Operations?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So this is where my brother's mind went with it. Yeah. Move on.
God bless him.
So this one, Nick, is specifically for you. All right.
I was on a classic roll. I watched Scary Movie 2, Hocus Pocus, Major Payne, The Mask of Zorro. I mean, nothing's wrong with this so far. Independence Day, Fight Club, Three Ninjas, Forrest Gump, American Pie 2, The Birds. He watched The Birds with Tippi Hedren.
Alfred Hitchcock, The Birds.
The Warriors. Okay. I would love to see how your brother reacted to The Warriors. The Princess Bride, a classic, and ruined it by watching Dickie fucking Roberts, former child star.
And then he replies to himself.
What did he say?
He said, David Spade, why you do me like that, bro?
Damn.
But like, can we just break this down? That all these movies, with the exception of Dickie Roberts, former child star, they're all on the same classic level for Cool Greg.
What's amazing to me is that, I mean, to be fair.
Scary Movie too.
I like that he said Independence Day, Fight Club, it got a little too intense, so we watched Three Ninjas and then said, you know what, I need an Academy Award winning movie, so we fucking put Forrest Gump in there. Your brother's like, he watches shit like I watch shit, man.
And then American just like, Pie 2.
Arguably the worst American Pie movie. Yeah. I remember liking American Pie 1, and I remember thinking the third one, which was the one with the wedding, right?
Yes.
I think that one was good, right?
I enjoyed it. It was a little too many shit jokes for me.
Rewatching it, it's not as good as I remembered, but
not too bad.
Because I rewatched Stifler, it recently. I remember,
that's one where Stifler has to eat the poop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which, God, I hate that scene so much.
Yeah.
I just watched Old School. I'm going to put that on my little thing too. And I forgot he's in it. First off, shout out to the IFC channel, which I never had until my wife decided to the ongoing negotiation with Comcast. She finally won and we got the IFC channel. Now, they show commercials, but they don't bleep or blur anything. So the movies are just showing. So I'm watching Old School, and I'm like, oh, my God, I can't remember how I fucking love this movie. But it gets to the party scene where Sean William Scott's there, and he's got the mullet, and he gives him the Trank gun. So fucking good.
It's great. Let's see. What do I want to do now? Let's do some fun clips, actually. Okay. Kev, if you can prep those down there.
Yeah, give me a – so all of them?
We're going to do all these, yeah.
Tim, while he's prepping those, let me ask you a question. How do you pass the time these days? Are you watching just tons of shows? Are you playing a game? What are you playing? Have you started playing Doom Eternal yet?
There's certain things I can't talk about that I've been playing. But besides that, and we'll talk about this on screencast, but Gia's been watching Code Geass for the first time.
Season one. Interesting.
I'll say that for tomorrow.
Okay.
But yeah, otherwise, it's like I haven't had much free time. Like, there's been a lot of business back-end stuff that is a lot harder here than it normally is. So
turns
it's
out
like,
having a studio is very effective.
Yeah, very totally. So it's I haven't had as much free time as I want, but in between a lot of things, I've been finally kind of going through my email, and I got my email down from almost 5,000 to 400.
Wow,
so that's good. Feeling pretty good. I'm hoping by the end of all this, I'll hit that magic zero number that I've never hit since Kinda Funny's existed.
That's amazing.
Yeah,
I need to do that. I've got my normal, not my business email, but my normal email is getting outrageous because it's like every fucking company that I've ever subscribed to, I've ever given my email to, is now giving me updates on how they're dealing with the coronavirus.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't need to know how Nike's dealing with it. I don't need to know that. Like, I assume you guys are fine. You're going to be fine. So just give up.
Yeah, man. But the one thing that's been a pain in the fucking ass for me is in review. Like, I'm trying to figure out a schedule for it, but it
I think you're thinking too hard on it, man. I think we just like throw another one in there somewhere and let's just go with it.
Well, no, I understand that, right. But I don't want to like ruin, you know, the build up to something. Like, if we do John Wick now, it's not going to be as important as if we do
I totally understand, but I think that I think the audience will I think there's a lot of different series that people would be interested in.
Oh yeah, no. People have definitely been talking to me about stuff, and I've been working on some cool stuff. I'm just saying it's a pain in the ass if I actually schedule it all out and figure out how we're gonna do it and who's on each one and what that means for our schedules. But
I feel you, doggy dog.
It's gonna be some good stuff, definitely. So if you guys have suggestions for what you want to see, tweet at Tim Gettys, let me know, and we'll get some fun stuff going.
What the fuck? These are amazing. I'm seeing Kevin open these clips up, and they look they all look so amazing. It's like appetizers, just whetting my appetite for hilarity.
God,
what is that? My skin is peeling off my body. Click on that one too, Kev.
No, I'm not clicking on anything.
What?
Notice, Okay, I've noticed that Ryland Prince has two.
Yeah, no, so. I see.
Are we pulling out the first one here? Let's pull up the first one.
Ready to rock and roll, I think.
I will give you a little hint, though, Nick, at a franchise that I'm really thinking about because I don't think there's going to be a sequel in the foreseeable future.
Please tell me a scary movie. It's
not Back to the Future.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit. That'd be really good. Crazy sack of shit. Yeah.
So. There's definitely not going to be a sequel anytime in the future for that one. That's good.
It's inevitable that one will happen, but I don't think it's going to happen in the next 3 years.
Robert Zemeckis and I think, I forget who his producing partner would have to die first.
Yeah.
In order for those rights to go back.
And then their family would have to fuck them over for money.
Yeah, which they will because their family, I have to imagine that Robert Zemeckis' kids are just shitbags. Just shitbags.
You don't have to imagine that.
You don't have to.
Yeah.
I like to, because I want another Back to the Future movie.
No, it's going to fuck it up, man. All right, you ready?
Yes. This one, you can go to patreon.com/kindoffunny to send your fun clips in, and we'll watch them, just like Alec Bobko did.
What the fuck? That's terrifying.
Yeah, dude. I don't fuck with the ruse.
Look at how big that thing's shoulders are.
I don't know why there's no audio. But
is he going to go in the pool?
Oh, fuck. He's going to break the pool.
Oh, no.
Everyone knows kangaroos are the worst.
Is he going to jump it? Is he going to jump into it? He's going to drown in that pool.
This better go somewhere.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
He can't get down the stairs.
Okay. Well, you know what? That alone was
worth it. That was amazing.
That's awesome.
Yeah, he's probably like, I don't understand how this one goes.
This one comes from Ignacio Rojas.
Oh, Ignacio. Back in Chile. Oh, that stupid cat lost.
That was good. That was good. I like the end.
That's the first time I've ever liked a cat right there.
This one comes from Havoc Maker.
Okay.
It's entertaining.
No.
But it wasn't fun clip worthy.
That was a two. That was exactly like the Dobre Brothers too. If they'd have tried a little less, it would have been great. But they tried real hard and just failed.
That Matt Bowers sends him this. And it's great.
Here we go. Oh my God. Oh my God. I love that.
It's so good.
That is a perfect, perfect example of my relationship with my wife right now, where I'm like, I just need to do what you're doing right now. And she's like, oh, God damn it. All right, fine.
No, look at the tail. The cat likes
it. Well, she likes it eventually, Tim.
Okay.
The first couple seconds, she's like, oh, Christ, this guy's got to get his own fucking life.
I think when a cat moves its tail, it doesn't like it. It's like the opposite of a dog. Just so you know.
Really?
Yeah, I think so. And then it can tuck its tail in too, but whatever.
When they purr, they like stuff, right?
Yeah, that's a good thing.
Oh, man. Yeah, it doesn't like this at all. Look at that tail. It's searching for someone else to help.
This is brought by Ryland Prince.
Oh, my God. That's terrifying. This is definitely when I go, Kevin, I think someone's at the door for you. You got to go take care of this.
Oh, is he in?
Oh, he's in.
Oh, jeez.
Woman, get up and run. What the fuck are you doing? Oh my God. If this woman got mauled by this bear, I would not care. I'd be like, you're dumb. Get the fuck away from that thing. That is a killing machine.
The next one's also from Ryland.
Best part of waking up is Diet Coke in your cup.
That's Folgers.
Folgers, I don't drink that devil juice. 46 milligrams of caffeine. Oof, I'm about to be hopped up like a key bump at a Bon Jovi concert.
Two flavors I like in this world, Diet Coke and sex.
People say Diet Coke is addicting. I'll tell you what's addicting. Black tar heroin.
Tastes like the floor of a movie theater.
Yeah, Pepsi's good if you drive a Prius. A Whiskers. Come on now. Whiskers is tweaking. I remember my first Diet Coke. How many Diet Cokes you had to get up there? I gotta drink three just to get on my son's bunk bed. Chasing birds and shit. Reminds me of my PCP days. I would drink regular Coke, but regular Coke is bad for you. This got veggies in it. Aspartame. Do you want the Coke or not? Come on, get on there. You know what I'm saying? Camouflage Jeff Gordon. Waffle House. My youngest told me he don't like the taste of that Coke. I said, you don't like the taste of America?
Honey, you didn't tell me we had aspartame.
One time a waiter offered me Pepsi. I said, is that okay? I said, is it okay that I slashed all four of your tires? I did do that.
That was
best
great.
Part of waking
up. I love this
up,
Trevor Wallace, dude.
Is he like a TikTok guy?
No, he makes YouTube videos and stuff, but they're all in this style, and I fucking love him, man.
That dude's funny.
He's good. He gets
good for him.
This comes from Mario T.
Can you play that again? Do it with that.
I mean, it's a good thing that cat didn't jump into the iron.
Into the hot iron. How does a cat jump backward that? Oh, my God. That is a... It looks like something's yanking the cat backward.
Yeah.
That's terrifying. This is why you can't keep those things in your house.
I do like it. The cats?
Cats. Can't keep them in there.
And this last one comes from Jericho. Yeah. Good for you, Babe Sacabita. It's hard to read.
Babe Cabita.
Babe Cabita.
But there's two eyes in there somewhere.
I like this guy's energy.
Oh, this guy's fucking hilarious. Good for him. Click on the one where his nipples are out, Kevin.
Nope.
Scroll down. Click on the nipple one.
I'm not doing it.
Kevin, can you click on the one where his nipples are out?
Nope. I can click on this one. This one with the chart.
I want to see what else he does.
Do the one with the chart.
Do the chart.
All right. I don't
understand this, and this might be.
Yeah, it seems like it might be offensive.
All right. You know what?
Why is that offensive?
All right, click on the one where he's going to take his dick out.
No, all right.
Kevin, click on the one where he's going to take his dick out.
You see what he did?
Oh, now Kevin. We're gone. Mookie.
I couldn't see. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been Internet Explorers. Thank you very much for hanging out with us. Hopefully this was fun for you because it was fun for us.
I had a great time.
Tomorrow we're going to do screencast. That's going to be fun. I think it's me, Joey, and Nick talking about what we've been watching, what we've been doing. I'm sure Kev will pop in every once in a while when there's not insane amounts of construction going on.
I'm so sorry.
It's all good.
It's all good. It wouldn't matter.
But anyway, real talk. Tweet at me, at Tim Geddes. Let me know what in be fun. For us to do in the coming weeks.
You cut out right when you said let me know, and then it went silent.
What in review series you guys want to see, because that's going to be fun. It's going to be good. But anyways, till then, peace.
Keep serving.